The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we've got a lot going on around here today. And a big shout out to all of you moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, American patriots of all shapes and sizes and persuasions. You are beginning to rise up and you are fighting back. And we've got a lot of stories to share with you about things happening at school boards all over the country. Not just school boards, though, hospitals, healthcare facilities. People are rising up and they are protesting these mandatory vaccine policies. And I say good for you. And we want to hear from any of you who have been out there. Maybe you are organizing protests. They're happening in Kentucky, North Carolina, Tennessee, Nashville, and Memphis, by the way. And this is what we need to have happen. We need to start behaving like the French. And I know that's a big stretch. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the French. But by golly, they're acting more like Americans than we are. So I say good for you, folks. Hang in there. And we are going to continue to fight the good fight. And we're going to play some audio, some great stuff coming up a little bit later. But I want to start out today with a story that that really bothers me. And I know this is, I was talking to Avery, you and I were conversing last night about this story from the comic book world. Of course, you're a film major at Liberty University, and you're a big comic book fan. And that is first of all, Avery, that's a huge industry, by the way.
Yes, it is. It's a lot larger than most people really do think, and it's still alive and well, just about as alive and well as when they first started coming out with comics.
I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar industry when you take a look at not just the comic books, but the movies. I mean, most of the top movies, the top grossing movies in America are either Marvel films or DC Comics.
Yes. They're just continuing to grow larger and larger by the day.
So that being said, this is really nothing to poo-poo about, if you will. This is a big deal. So yesterday, word came out that that a beloved comic book character was coming out as bisexual. According to DC Comics, Robin, as in Batman and Robin, as in the Boy Wonder, is now going to be bisexual. This is holy gender fluidity, Batman. I mean, what is going on here, Avery Bryson?
First of all, I do think that was a really creative title for the live show blog, by the way. I really do appreciate that. But yeah, like just more specifically, this is one of the many versions of Robin. This is the Tim Drake version of Robin who has allegedly come out as bisexual. And it's just, I just don't really see the point for it. Like you said, there's a whole bunch of other characters that are of the LGBTQ plus community in the DC universe. And I don't understand why they're just making it seems like everybody is trying to express their sexuality and find their sexuality in the DC universe right now.
But can they do that in the privacy of their home? I mean, why do they have to do it in the pages of a comic book? I don't understand that. It makes no sense to me. And I'm curious this is your genre here. You love these kinds of things. Does this bother you that they're taking well-established characters and turning them into, you know, LGBT warriors?
Yeah, it does bother me just because, I mean, yeah, like I might not agree with the lifestyle, but like you've said several times on the show, Todd, that like, you know, you do whatever you do in the privacy of your own home. This is America. You have the right to do whatever you want to, basically. But like, yeah, I just don't appreciate just so many of these characters being spotlighted. And like, and just in general, like sexuality, even heterosexuality, I don't want to see that plastered all over a comic book or even a movie. I just want to see good stories. I want to see good action, and I want to see some just, you know, like just good special effects. I just want to see a story. I don't want to learn about someone's sexuality, whether it do or whether it is straight, gay, or bisexual.
They're shoving an agenda down our throats is what they're doing, and yeah, as a result of that, the storylines shift. So this is, folks, yeah, this is all about an attack on the culture at large, and this is not. I was reading some essays about this and some opinion pieces about this last night, and they say the issue here is there need to be more queer superhero characters in the DC comics and Marvel comics universe. And again, we're talking about young people and especially kids who, you know, read these comic books. They are, you know, impressed one way or another by the comic books. And I think for a mom or a dad, they need to be aware that there may be an agenda in your child's, you know, a comic book, something that would appear to be fairly innocent, much like we've been talking about with Nickelodeon and the Blues Clues and Sesame Street. And what are the little characters? The Teletubbies, the purple.
Yeah.
One. You got to watch out for the purple one, allegedly. But you know, Avery, going back, and Grace Baker, you want to weigh in here.
Well, I just wanted to say, you forgot, did you say the Muppets?
Oh, the Muppets.
That
oh,
yeah, was
the
very Muppet. Recent. So
yeah, which,
I just
which
make
Muppets
sure
go and get Gonzo?
Was yes,
it Gonzo?
Gonzo.
Going he transgender.
Wearing, he was like Cinderella or whatever, no, yeah, wearing dresses and slippers. And
Gonzarella yeah, or something.
Gonzarella. No, seriously, yeah, that's the name.
But again, do we? I mean, there is part of a broader... an attack on the culture. They want to make every single thing you see on TV gay.
Yeah, they just want to indoctrinate younger and younger. I mean, like you said, Blue's Clues. Like, four-year-olds watch that. Come on.
I mean, really? Singing drag queen theme songs? I don't know about that.
Oh, if I never have to really hear that song again, it's that's too soon.
Avery, jump in here.
They're really just trying to... in general, like we've been talking, Blue's Clues, Nickelodeon, and all that jazz. They're really just trying to push sexuality on kids, and that's, and again, like I said, I don't want sexuality, whether it be straight, gay, or any of the other LGBTQ sexualities. I just, kids need to be kids. They just need to learn, you know, good stories. They need to have a laugh. They need to be distracted from the things of the world, you know, that are scary. They have to, you know, and they have to figure that out, I guess, by themselves. They shouldn't have a TV character telling them, hey, this is how you should think about sexuality. It all has to, you know, come naturally. It can't be shoved down your throat.
Well, this has been a big issue. Now, this is sort of funny because for years people have speculated about Batman and Robin, his youthful ward. But, you know, we don't judge here. But Saturday Night Live did a sketch. They created a very funny sketch called The Ambiguously Gay Duo, which was based on, you know, Batman and Robin. So, look, again, if you want to create those kinds of characters, have at it, and good luck to you. But that's not what they're doing here. They're not creating brand new LGBTQIA characters. And there's a reason for that, because people aren't going to buy that crap. So what they're doing is they're taking beloved characters. And it's not just the LGBTQIA movement here. We're talking about, remember, when Superman, the Superman movie came out, they took out the whole thing, they said it was a truth, justice, and the American way. They took up the American way part. And there's in Marvel world, you've got Captain America, who hates America now. It's just, they're literally deconstructing our history. And comic books are a uniquely American form of literature. And that's what they are. They're graphic novels. They're literature. But that's not what's happening here. They are cramming an agenda down the throats of your kids. And the cold, hard reality here, Avery, is that Robin was not born that way.
Yeah, that's the thing. The character wasn't designed to be that. They were just, you know, it was just, yeah, the characters Batman and Robin, they were just supposed to be, you know, partners. They were supposed to be partners in crime. They were just supposed to have each other's backs. And that's it.
That's it. That's it. It didn't matter that, you know, Batman was in his 40s and, you know, the youthful ward was, you know, what, 13? It didn't matter. They were fighting crime, the Joker and the Riddler. That's what it was about. And it's about escaping the daily grind, not recruiting people for a movement. But there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, just another example of the culture under attack, DC Comics. So if you got your kids, if you got young kids, just be careful. Make sure you understand what they're reading. So let's review here, ladies and gentlemen. Robin is now bisexual. The Green Lantern is gay. Batwoman is a lesbian. And God only knows what Aquaman's doing to those dolphins. I just want to throw that out there.
That's an experimental comic right there.
Wonder Twins activate. All right. Wow. So, look, we're gonna take a break here. You know, it's just, and then they wonder, who was it that there was Marvel had one of their superhero chicks. And, Avery, do you remember this? And was it Captain Marvel? And she was a man-hater, and people wondered why the movie bombed?
Yeah. Yeah, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel. Yeah, she was kind of a man-hater in the movie, so.
Kind of. She was, geez, a little. By the way, it's not alleged. I saw the comic book panels. Yeah, the Boy Wonder's definitely a batting for the other team there, so.
Batting.
Just what it is there. All right, Avery, my condolences. So maybe there's
appreciate
a little.
It.
Yeah. How about Richie Rich or Little Lotta? So those, remember, those used to be old comic books.
All right. Very, very old. Yeah.
Got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. A question for you as we go to break. Are you burning your comic books? But more importantly, moms, dads, are you out there in the streets now? Are you finally ready to fight for your kids against this government that wants to mask them up? We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Yeah, I know it's a little weird to talk about comic books, but you know, this is a big deal. Again, puzzle pieces. We talk about puzzle pieces on this radio program. And this is one of the puzzle pieces. They want to literally take over the culture. And that's what this is all about. Look, last night, Williamson County, Tennessee, that is a suburb of Memphis and a very wealthy suburb. A lot of people, a lot of the celebrities live in that part of the country. It is very affluent. And hundreds of people turned out last night. I mean, hundreds of people turned out for the school board meeting there. And everyone really thought that the school board was going to do the will of the people and not force the children to mask. But I got to tell you, the mainstream media in Nashville is very liberal. And so they fought the parents. And I'm telling you that at the end of the day, the school board decided to go along with the mainstream media. And in the face of hundreds of moms and dads, the school board said, blank you, your kid's going to wear a mask. We don't care. You don't have parents, moms, dads, you don't have the right to tell us what to do with your kids. When those kids are on school property, they're going to do what we tell them to do, not you moms and dads. Now, I want to explain this to you. You have an obligation. If you are in a school district and your school board is forcing your children to wear a face mask, you've got a responsibility to recall every single one of those school board members, every single one of them. Get them out of there. We have got to fight back, and we've got to do it in a very fierce way. Now, Beth Moore, the lady Bible teacher, is raising a big stink, and now she's calling out all you Christians. And so this is, they're playing with your emotions here, folks. And again, this is not being anti-vax. It's not being anti-mask. This, ladies and gentlemen, is about civil liberty. Does the government have a right to shut down your business? Does the government have a right to shut down your church? Does the government have a right to force you to wear a face covering? Does the government have a right to force you to get the vaccine? Now, I want to share some inconvenient truths with you. And it's important for you to understand this because you're not going to hear these stories in the mainstream media. But there's a report from Great Britain about the Pfizer COVID jab. And there's also a report out there about Moderna. And I want to share this information with you because it's important. As you know, I got the jab, last week? Last Monday. And I still feel like crap. And part of the residual issue is something called the inflammation of the sac around the heart. And it gives you the impression, you feel like you're having a heart attack. You're not having a heart attack, but it feels like you are. It is incredibly painful. And I've been having to deal with that. They call it myocarditis and pericarditis. And it is a very, very unpleasant thing. I'm still dealing with it. So if I'm a little short-tempered, that's the reason why. And Grace Baker has been like tiptoeing around me like on eggshells. But you don't have to do that, Grace. I'm not going to yell. But it's really painful. They don't want to tell you about that because many people would say, wait a second, if I'm going to be suffering, I don't want to get the vaccine. Now, they're saying it's a very rare side effect, but I don't think it is. And this brings me to the Daily Mail story. This is the headline. Moms, dads, pay attention because they're wanting to force your child to get vaccinated. From the Daily Mail, teenage boys are now 14 times more likely to suffer rare heart complication from Pfizer's COVID jab. This is a study warning people to rethink plans to inoculate 16 and 17-year-old kids. The lead sentence here, Pfizer's COVID vaccine may pose more of a risk to boys, a study claimed amid growing calls to rethink plans to dish out jabs to children. This is over across the big pond here, folks. The new research has suggested boys are 14 times more likely to be struck down with a rare heart complication called myocarditis. Now, the data they got, guess where it came from, folks? Guess where the data they... So the British are talking about this, but if you notice, we're not talking about it. And the great irony here is the data came from the United States. So why is it that this is not all over the news? And there's a very simple explanation. They don't want you to know about this. They want you to get that jab no matter what. Last week, a government advisory panel in Great Britain ruled that older teenagers should be given their first dose. Ministers plan to invite them before they head back to schools and colleges. But health officials have yet to make concrete plans for children. They want to wait for, and can we, this is the most important sentence of this entire story. The British want to wait for more safety data about myocarditis before pressing ahead. Real-world data from the United States, which has been vaccinating children for months, have shown teenage boys to be at higher risk. Have you heard any of this on your local news, folks? Have you heard this? The British are so concerned, they want to wait. They're like, hey, let's get some more info here. But that's not what our government says. Our government says, you get the jab, and if you die, well, oops, sorry about it. But, you know, good luck to you. 844-747-8868. Are you taking the vaccine? Have you decided not to take the vaccine? This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible, and best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100, but thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. And there's a lot going on. A lot of anger out there. A lot of people are finally starting to realize what's been happening. Let me explain this. I want to make this as perfectly clear as I can. The problem with America is our nation's public school system. And honest to goodness, if you're in places like Williamson County, Tennessee, if you are in a school district that is controlled by leftists, you need to pull your kids out of school. You've got to do it. You've got to pull your kids out of those schools. That's the only way we're going to be able to stop this nonsense. But I'm telling you, this is how the radical change in America is happening. And thank goodness there are people out there finally taking a stand. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Mary, Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on Nuga Radio. Mary, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Todd. I'm a person that cannot get the vaccine. Many years ago, I had a flu vaccine, and I woke up the next day with Guillain-Barré syndrome, which is a paralysis, and I was told never to get a vaccine again. And I do know of a person who took the COVID-19 vaccine and woke up the next day with Guillain-Barré, which is an adverse reaction to any kind of vaccine. And I have another friend, a client of mine who had a family member who got the vaccine, went in the hospital the next day with pneumonia-like symptoms, was put on a ventilator, had a stroke, had a heart attack, and they're now dead.
Mary, they're telling us that these are all random occurrences. These are very rare, that people normally do not have side effects. Are you buying that?
Well, even if it's rare, I mean, like in my case, I'm not going to gamble on taking the vaccine and not going to be able to walk, you know, for the rest of my life. I'm just not going to do it. No. I don't understand why we don't have freedom of choice.
Well, and that is a terrific point, because you're right. They want to take that right away from you. They don't want to give you a choice. And so what they're going to do is they're going to make your life as miserable as possible. And that's why we should not be surprised, Mary, and thanks for the call. Do not be surprised if we see a point in American history when they come and tell us you will not be able to go to the grocery store unless you can show your vaccine papers. That day will happen. Right now, they're doing the grocery store, or they're doing the restaurants and the gyms and things of that nature. But soon, very soon, they will force you to show your papers to get in to go buy your groceries down at the Kroger or the Piggly Wiggly. All right, let's go to Bill in West Virginia on the live stream. Hi, Bill. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How's it going? It's
going well. Thank you.
Good. So I called. First off, I wanted to call and say, no, I am not getting vaccinated. But I also wanted to say it's ridiculous that the lowlives at CNN are continuing to employ Chris Cuomo despite his direct involvement with this whole scandal. I mean, Fox News terminated.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what that guy was all about, but we're going to move on from there. Let's go to Josh in Houston, Texas on the live stream. Josh, hey. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Got nice.
All right. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got a story up on our live show blog I want to tell you guys about. So there is a gentleman by the name of Tony Stewart Jr. He was a Marine. He served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was a combat veteran. He was back home, stateside. He got laid off from his job at a hospital right after the pandemic started. And so he's spent the last 16 months looking for a job. About 3 to 4 weeks ago, his employment was on the verge of running out, and he was able to secure a job. So as a part of the job requirement, he was ordered to get vaccinated. And he had to think long and hard about this. But he realized, well, wait a second. I'm about to lose my house. I've got a wife. I've got kids. I've got to provide for them. So he went and got the vaccine. He got the first dose of the vaccine 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago today, Tony Stewart Jr. got the vaccine. About 5 days ago, Tony went in for the second dose of the vaccine. When he got home, he passed out. And he was not able to be revived. This man dropped dead in his living room just after getting the second dose of the vaccine in front of his wife and family. The paramedics were summoned. They spent 35 minutes trying to revive him, and they were unable to. Tony Stewart died just right after getting the second dose of the vaccine. This was a man, had he been given the option, would not have gotten the vaccine, but he needed a job. And the job said, you want to work for us, you got to get a vaccine. Now, what I'm about to say may sound cruel, but that man's blood is on the company that hired him. That's on them. That man's death is on everybody out there who's saying, you've got to get the vaccine. If you don't get the vaccine, you're a murderer. If you don't get the vaccine, you're un-American. His death is on you. Beth Moore, the lady Bible teacher, this guy's death on you, ma'am. As a matter of fact, nobody wants to talk about this, but all these young people that are coming down with heart conditions after getting the vaccine, that's on you too. They're forcing you to do this? Now, who's going to help this family? Well, we're going to help this family. We've got a link over on our live show blog, the family of Tony Stewart, friends of his. They put together a GoFundMe page. They're trying to raise $50,000 to take care of the family and take care of the bills. And I suspect many of you here in this audience might want to give them a helping hand. So they don't want to talk about stories like this. These stories are not allowed to be covered in the mainstream media. Look at what happened to Senator Rand Paul, for God's sakes. They banned him from YouTube, and he's a doctor, because they did not like that he was speaking critically of the China virus vaccine. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Richard in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Richard, what's going on?
Hi, Todd. I'm glad that you're doing well. I'm sorry to hear that you've got pericarditis or myocarditis as a result of the shot. But that's a known, and that should have been divulged to you before you agreed to take it. I am also a cardiac patient. I proudly wear 6 stents, and I also have an abdominal aortic aneurysm. And if that thing decides to let go, I've got about 10 minutes or so to get right. But I am not going to take an untested, unapproved, unauthorized, non-vaccine just to make somebody happy. I'm sorry. I was born stubborn. I'm going to die stubborn, and I'm going to die unvaccinated for this. I've got polio and a smallpox vaccine. I will not have this vaccine. As far as where we are right now, if you decide not to get the vaccine, and I realize what I'm about to say could be taken controversially or as stirring stuff up. It's not meant that way. It's just a historical analogy and semi-parallel. But the unvaccinated in this country today are in essentially the same political position as were the Jews in 1938. Notice I'm not saying 1933. 1938 Germany. We don't have the stars on the clothes. I'm not saying that. But in place of stars on clothes, we're on lists. If you're on the vaccinated list, you can get into restaurants. You can get into a bar, a concert, a supermarket. You can get on a plane. You can ride a train. You can keep your job. If you don't, you're subhuman for the rest of your life. Now, that is the political equivalent of the yellow star.
And that is a very fair thing, Richard. And I don't know if we lost Richard, but you're making a great point there.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, thank you. You were making a great point because it is the political equivalent. And this is what people need to understand. They are trying to dehumanize the population that does not want to get vaccinated. That's what's going on here. And in Shelby County, Richard, where I know you guys, you live in Tennessee, this is very important because the school district is now reporting any child who refuses to wear a mask. That child's name is reported to the health department. And you've got parents wondering why that is happening, and what are they doing with that information?
That's right, and this goes to my very last point that I want to make. Then
real
I'm going
quick.
To turn it over to somebody else. There are always lists now. There are lists of people who are going to be disappeared in the middle of the night. There are lists of people that are going to be sent to political re-education camps, lists of enemies of the state. And I realize that sounds overly dramatic. It's not meant to be. It's just a political reality, which is quite different from regular reality. So maybe people will only lose their job or their right to free speech, but they need to remember this is 1938 all over again.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Richard, thank you for the call, and we appreciate your observations. Look, folks, Richard is not off. He's not off the mark here, and going back, we were telling you the story of Casablanca, the movie, and the whole point of that movie, it was based on a play written by a playwright who saw this happening in Europe when he was on vacation in the 1930s in Europe, when the fascist would literally go up to people and say, "We need to see your papers. Show me your papers." That's where that phrase was made popular, was through that movie, Casablanca. So Richard is on to something here. All right, look, we're going to take a break. We've got a couple of lines open. Dan from Iowa, we're coming back to you, 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, that's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I love it. I love this. This is what we have to do, America. These are high school kids in Nashville, Tennessee, Williamson County, and they are standing up to the oppressive regime at the local school board. We've got to do this in every single town in America, folks, every single town. And when that happens, I want you to turn your video cameras on. I want you to send that to us, and we will share this with the country. But good for those kids over in Williamson County in the Nashville area. Good for you guys. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Dan from Cedar Rapids listening to us on our brand new affiliate there, 1071 FM. Dan, what's on your mind?
Well, first of all, thank you for taking my call. First time caller to your show. I've been an over the road truck driver for 22 years, and I want to kind of throw something out there to everybody without being over political. The trucking industry through this entire pandemic has done everything we can to try to keep America running. When everybody else was shut down, we were out here for days, weeks, months on end, making sure that the American people had what they needed. These new vaccine mandates that they're coming out with are going to do irreparable damage to the trucking industry. And what I want everybody to understand is the trucking industry is what keeps your food on your table, your lights on, the gasoline in your car, the shoes on your feet. The trucking industry is made up of a lot of very staunch conservatives and patriots. And when they start telling us that we have to have this vaccine, these trucks are going to start shutting down. And it's going to be awful hard to keep your grocery store stocked, your gas tanks full, and those shoes on your feet.
But, Dan, do you think that may need to happen before people really understand and we can fix this? Do you think people being without is going to move the needle?
I absolutely do. But at the same time, I don't think that people are ready for what it's going to cause. You know, growing up, we had a garden. We were taught how to hunt, how to fish, how to be self-sustaining. And unfortunately, that's something that's fallen by the wayside. And a lot of people don't understand how to be that way. So I guess the whole thing is I want people to understand that you need to start thinking ahead and start thinking about, you know, how you're going to get through this. Because when you've got places like Tyson, you know, putting vaccine mandates in place, saying that the truckers aren't even going to be able to go in there to bring you, you know, the chicken and the things like that you see on your store shelves, that's just one company. And if they think that, you know, the other ones out here aren't going to do the same thing, the truck drivers aren't going to get the vaccine. There's going to be a few, but it's not going to be enough to keep up with the demand that people are going to have. And when you're paying $30 for a bag of frozen chicken drumsticks out of your grocer's freezer,
it's going to be chaos.
The mandate is the reason.
It's going to be chaos out there.
Absolutely.
Dan, look, I want you to do us a favor. Give us a call back one of these days, and I don't want you to go anywhere because, again, this is a brand-new affiliate for us, brand-new radio station carrying the show, and we want to send you a little something to say thank you for listening to us, and we hope you invite all those other rock-solid conservative truck drivers to give us a call. If you're not in Iowa, you can also download our free app so you can listen to us anywhere. You can do that, folks, at kwamradio.com. Just download the app and you'll be able to listen to this show. So, Dan, thank you for calling in. We greatly appreciate that. And Dan is right, folks. And hang tight, Dan. Don't go anywhere. But Dan's right. There are going to be people like truck drivers who will not get this vaccine. They will not be forced to do something they don't want to do. And what about you? If they come and say, you've got to get the vaccine, what are you going to do? Have you already thought through this? Do you know your plan of action? If not, you better get ready because they're cracking down all over the country. But good for those kids in Nashville. Those kids, we can all learn from those kids. that if teenagers can stand up in the South, in Nashville, Tennessee, then all of us can stand up as well. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Avery has the link up over on the live show blog. If you want to send a few dollars to the Stewart family to help them out here, what a tragic loss. One you will not hear about on the news, but by golly, we're going to talk about it on this program. All right, stick around, folks. Hour two coming up. Tim Murtaugh, Mike Huckabee, going to be a great show.
Casting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour two underway. And I got to tell you, now more than ever, it is so vitally important that we support companies and organizations that share our values. And that's why I'm a big fan of Patriot Mobile. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it, folks. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. So I want to encourage you to do what I did, and that is switch to Patriot Mobile right now. All you have to do is use the promo code Todd. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. I love gifts. If you're a veteran, a first responder, you're going to get even more savings. The switching is so easy. All you have to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Todd. And I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always an honor to have our good friend Tim Murtaugh with us. Tim, hope you're staying cool during this heat wave.
Yeah, doing what I can, Todd. Always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
You know, Tim, we've been monitoring, of course, the situation out of New York State with the pervy gov there. Just an observation about the mainstream media. They threw everything at Donald Trump, and yet it's always the Democrats who end up being guilty of all of these heinous things. You think they would learn, but they never learn their lesson.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, and especially in light of the way that they completely lionized Andrew Cuomo and built him up to be this great paragon of virtue, really just a living, breathing example of what a politician and elected official should be. And of course, none of it was ever true. You start to see what the real opinions of some of the New York lawmakers in the General Assembly up there are of Andrew Cuomo, because they're not afraid to oppose him anymore. And he's been a bully the whole time. And he's really basically a mob boss there in Albany, running the thing the way that he's always wanted to. And it extends to his brother, Chris, who is, you know, shattered any illusion that CNN has any journalistic ethics whatsoever, because he's been advising his brother on how to really overcome the Me Too movement, which, you know, CNN had really promoted as something, you know, believe all women, right? And here they have one of their star anchors assisting in Andrew Cuomo, his brother, trying to get away with these terrible things. And, you know, I think what should not be lost in this is the other Andrew Cuomo scandal, which cost thousands of people their lives. He forced nursing homes to take COVID positive patients, and then he tried to cover it up and fudge the numbers. That in itself is also an impeachable offense. And so, you know, it really, really is a remarkable thing to see. This fall from grace of Andrew Cuomo was really very rapid.
It was rapid, and it was stunning because, as you said, I mean, he did run the state like a mob boss. But, wow, three consecutive Democrat governors in New York all taken down by scandal. You would think they would learn their lessons. I do want you to weigh in on what's happening with the Senate Republicans and this infrastructure bill. The president has been warning Republicans for weeks now, do not go down this path with the Democrats. Tim, are you surprised that so many of these Republicans joined with the Democrats? They sided with Biden?
No, I'm not surprised by some of them. I mean, you expect it out of Mitt Romney and certainly out of someone like Lisa Murkowski. You know, those are people who should not be Republicans in the United States Senate, in my view. And, you know, it's funny. When Biden, a few weeks ago, when Biden accidentally slipped up and told the truth and said that these two bills were linked, first the infrastructure bill and then the massive liberal wish list of the reconciliation bill, the $3.5 trillion debacle, he said he would not sign one without the other. And people like Lisa Murkowski acted surprised. Surprised. Wait a minute. We negotiated in good faith. He never told us that these two bills were linked and that he wouldn't sign one without the other. And so now that they know that, now that they know that's the plan, they still went along with him, and it's never been a secret. Nancy Pelosi has not kept it a secret. She wants both. And so I saw some commentator referred to the infrastructure bill as a gateway drug, the other, you know, the more serious drug being the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package, and I think that's entirely accurate. And these senators, these supposedly Republican senators, are going along with it. And the infrastructure bill in itself, such a tiny percentage of the bill is actually for infrastructure in the definition that most people think of, you know, roads, bridges, trains, that sort of thing. It's mostly a giant liberal wish list. It's got $75 million in it of taxpayer money to study better ways to tax Americans, spending tax money to study taxing. It's remarkable, and they're going along with it. It's disgraceful.
It is disgraceful, Tim. And again, folks, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Tim Murtaugh, who is a comm strategist and the principal at Line Drive LLC. That's linedrivellc.com. Tim, as we begin focusing on 2022, you do wonder what is going to be the driving issue. And I'm wondering if these shutdowns and these mask mandates are going to be a big driver to get people out and vote on Election Day, because people are getting really fired up over this.
They are, and there's new news out of Philadelphia just today where the city of Philadelphia is going to be instituting mask mandates, indoor mask mandates, if people are not vaccinated. And for city employees, they either have to be vaccinated or wear a double mask in the city of Philadelphia. And look, I think people should be careful, right? I've got the vaccine, and I take precautions myself. But these mandates, and you know, and one step behind the mask mandates is another round of lockdown. And we saw what happened there, that the hundreds of thousands of small businesses wiped from existence. And I don't think it's much of a stretch to think that that is the next step, because they did it the first time. And I think it's absolutely horrible that government thinks that it knows best and that people don't know how to protect themselves. And it also undermines, when you talk about mask mandates again, it undermines the messaging that the government is trying to do on how important the vaccines are to everybody. So they're telling people, yes, get the vaccine, but also wear a mask. So those two things to me seem to be sort of at odds. And I think there's another thing that's going to be big in the upcoming election, and that's the economy, inflation that we see creeping up. Going to be hitting the middle class and lower income people especially hard. And we see today, again, just today, Joe Biden has asked OPEC, begged OPEC to increase their oil production because gas prices are too high, they say. Now, this is the same administration that has declared all-out war on our own domestic oil and natural gas production. So it's specifically going after Alaska and shutting down oil production out of Alaska. And then they go crawling to OPEC and said, can you please produce more oil? Gas prices are too high. That, I mean, what a ridiculous conflict of policies, shutting down our own and then asking OPEC to produce more. That is the insanity of the liberal mindset right there in one issue.
They, honest to goodness, look, there's video, and Biden, he doesn't know what he's doing. I mean, there was video yesterday. We have this on our website, Tim, where Biden was trying to walk into the White House where he lives, and he actually had to have aides literally pointing to show him where to walk and where how to walk into the door. It was just unbelievable what's going on.
I saw that video, and it's not like he's only been living in the White House for 7 months, and that's the only time he's ever been around there. This is a guy who was in the Senate for 140 years and was vice president for 8 years. I think he should know by now his way around the White House. And there I saw him. He's over there walking over the grass and everything and ignoring the sidewalk. And heck, even the Secret Service agent tried to point him in the right direction, and he didn't go for it.
Just unbelievable. All right, Tim, always good having you on the program. Thanks for the heads up and the intel on that infrastructure bill. Do you think this thing is going to go through? You think they're going to end up passing all of it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you see some noise out of Joe Manchin on the reconciliation side, the $3.5 trillion, where he's not too sold on it. So I don't know. I think both things will come sailing out of the House for sure, and the Senate vote on the reconciliation package, I think, is the big question mark. I think a couple of Democrats might go wobbly on it, and we'll see if the Republicans hold up or not.
All right. Well, Tim, again, we appreciate your great work, and thanks again, folks. We have a link to Tim's website on ours, the live show blog over at toddstearns.com. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. What do you want to tell your elected leaders when it comes to this infrastructure bill? You need to be on the phones. You need to be calling their offices. Every single senator, you need to be telling them not to support this infrastructure bill. House of Representatives, you need to be on the phone. And when you get off the phone with them, you give us a call, and we want to hear what they had to say. As Tim did share with us, in Philadelphia right now, all city employees will have to be vaccinated or wear two-faced diapers. The new guidelines take effect at midnight on September 1. By the way, here in Memphis, Tennessee, this information just coming out that county workers who are not vaccinated will have to be tested for the China virus once a week. Folks, when do you stand up and say we are not going to do this? This is it. All right, got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Oh, I got to tell you something, folks. Man, do we have a great deal for you with our friends over at GoodRanchers.com. I've been subscribing to their beef. And, you know, a lot of people like to get, magazines every month. No, we at the Starnes household, we love our beef and our chicken as well. And the folks over at GoodRanchers.com have been doing a terrific job filling our bellies. One of the great things about Good Ranchers, all of the meat that they provide comes from American ranches. So you know you're getting the top quality beef and chicken. The steaks always USDA Choice and Prime, and the chicken always 100% natural. None of those antibiotics or the hormones. It's better than organic. And I'm telling you, I love the chicken almost as much as I love the beef. It's just amazing. And here's the great deal. You can subscribe so you can get, regular deliveries, or you can just buy one time. But if you subscribe, you're going to save 20% with every purchase. That means steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. Here's what you need to do. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd. Or just to use the promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. And Grace, maybe we should get him to send photos of them grilling the steaks and chicken on their eggs.
That sounds like a great idea. I feel like we always talk about food during this show, but that's okay. That's why I keep a snack near me. Because you just talking about that meat makes me want to go eat a burger.
It is really good.
I know.
I gave the family, because they sent us a huge, sample thing. And wow.
I bet you were the new favorite at the party.
Yeah, I became the favorite family member.
I bet. So,
but not anymore. But Kyle, who's a member of the family, he's like the favored son because he makes great mac and cheese. He's a great cook.
He's quite the food connoisseur.
He doesn't talk a lot about that, but, you know, he's kind of quiet. But the guy can cook.
Yeah, and yeah, I ask him for food recommendations.
This jalapeno mac and cheese he makes with the four different cheeses.
I still haven't gotten to try it yet.
Woo! My goodness. That'll have you singing Amazing. That'll have you singing Amazing Grace. I'm just telling you. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. From the great state of Maine, Mike listening to us on WLOB, The Big Lobster. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, I had Grace send that link for that Marine, Tony Stewart, to your buddy Ray Richardson up here. Now, we got a lot of retired vets up here in Maine, and I'm on the air with Ray just about every day, and I'm on the weekends with Kevin Crocker, the show up here. So we're going to get the word out about this Marine and try to help his family out. But, you know, there's a reason that the military guys are so leery of taking any of this stuff. And it's called the Gulf War Syndrome. Now, back in my day in Nam, it was Agent Orange. But for these guys, during the Gulf War, they made them take pyrostigmide bromide pills to protect them from anthrax. These guys all have major neurological problems and have for years. Now, the guys in the military all know this. So that's why they're leery about taking these vaccines or taking any experimental drugs that the government or the military offer.
So that's the reason why. Because, I mean, there are a lot of military personnel that have been calling us and contacting me off the air, Mike, and they are just adamant they do not want this vaccine. They think it's an and it's really, I keep calling it a vaccine. Folks, it's not a vaccine. This is an experimental drug that is yet to be approved by the FDA.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, military's kind of bad history with this kind of stuff. And the guys, you know, I counsel vets. I've been doing it for 40 years. And I know how they feel about this. So this is one of the reasons they resist this so much. Is because they've been used for guinea pigs before, and they ain't going for it this trip. So, word to the wise, to the morons down at DOD, they might want to smarten the hell up down there. So, but we're going to help this Marine, Todd.
Good.
We're going to do everything we can for him.
Mike, we've got to. We've got to, and that's why, you know, we shared this. And, folks, we've got the link on the live show blog. If you want to lend a helping hand to the family of Tony Stewart, you can do that. Even if it's just a couple of dollars, it all adds up. I mean, we have a massive listening audience. I mean, if everybody just sent a buck, wow, that family would be set and they would not have to worry about anything moving forward. Mike, God bless you, sir, and thank you for supporting our troops and helping our troops and our veterans. We appreciate that. But again, if you miss this story, a guy by the name of Tony Stewart, just a big old lovable guy. I mean, he kind of looks like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. And he was looking for work. The only job he could find, they said, yeah, we're going to hire you, but you've got to get that vaccine. Didn't want to get the vaccine, but he had to provide for the family. So he went out there as the man that he is, and he got that vaccine, got the second dose, and then just dropped dead. And honest to goodness, folks, this is happening way more often than you think. They're just not allowing anybody to talk about it. But this is why I bought a radio station, so we can talk about it. Nobody's telling us what we can and cannot say on the air. Oh, and I've got a story about that, by the way. We're going to have to talk about that coming up, because now we're coming under fire from leftists that are trying to shut us down. They picked the wrong fight, I can tell you that much. But anyway, we are helping out Tony's family. We have a link to the GoFundMe page. They're just wanting to raise $55,000. I say let's make it $100,000, and let's just give this family a cushion so they'll be able to pay their bills. All right, 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, folks, that's what it sounded like in Williamson County, Tennessee yesterday, where they say hundreds, but it looked like they had a couple of thousand people there. I mean, it was a huge crowd of students, moms and dads and taxpayers. And so all you folks out there who say, you know, I don't have a dog in that hunt. The kids, they're gone, or I don't have kids. You know what? You're a taxpayer. Your hard-earned money is going to pay the bills at those indoctrination centers. So you, we all have a role to play here. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I got a text message. This kind of goes to show you where we go with the program, because we're going off-road here. We did not have a guest scheduled, but there's a bit of interesting news developing in the Volunteer State, where our governor, who is a Republican, Bill Lee, nice enough guy, but he's no Ron DeSantis. This guy likes to lead from behind, and even then, I'm not sure that's leadership. Well, we are very honored to have with us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line a guy by the name of Andy Ogles. He is the county mayor in Murray County, Tennessee. He just issued a proclamation calling on the Tennessee General Assembly to convene a special session to address what he calls the governor's continued abuses of power. So, Andy, first of all, thanks for jumping in here at the last second. And I'm very curious to know what your concerns are with the Republican governor of Tennessee.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, as you said, you know, Governor Lee's a nice guy, but he hasn't been leading. We continue to be subjected to mask mandates, and now you have employers and businesses issuing vaccine mandates. And let me be clear, I'm not anti-mask or pro-mask. I'm not anti-vaccine or pro-vaccine. That's your business. But don't try to cram it down my throat, okay? It's not the role of government to manage your health care. The government's not going to tell you to take your heart medicine or your diabetes medication. So why can they now tell us to take a vaccine that is 99% or that has a survivability rate, the COVID virus, of 99%?
Andy, there have been a lot of people in across the state of Tennessee who just feel as if they have no one to turn to, that they are at the, they're under the jackboot of the local health departments and nobody can help them out. What say you?
Well, you know, I've recently launched a tour, freedommatterstour.com. We've been traveling the state with a handful of speakers. And what's interesting is, you know, I was just in Greenville, Tennessee. So Upper East Tennessee, small venue, had 300 people there. I was in Mount Juliet a few days ago, had 600 people there. And so here we are. I'm just a little county mayor who's been outspoken, quite frankly. But I'm going to speak around the state and drawing crowds of 300 to 600. We have an event coming up in Knoxville. We have 700 people registered to attend.
Really? What do you think that is? Why do you think that is that you're generating these crowds?
Well, you know, as you started the clip with those parents in Williamson County, 800 to 1,000 people showing up, pleading with their local school board to just stop. You're going to put masks on elementary kids who are not even at risk to you know, serious illness for COVID. Come on, this is ridiculous. People are upset about the election being stolen. They're upset about COVID. They're upset about CRT, and nobody is leading the state. And if you don't believe me, compare Tennessee to Ron DeSantis. That's what leadership looks like. Bill Lee is a nice guy, but he's not equipped to lead this state forward as we fight the radical left.
You see, I think that Bill Lee is a traditional Republican who does not like to fight, doesn't like to make waves. And I will tell you this, it may be that he has no control over what happens here in the western part of the state. And it's my understanding that all of the major cities in Tennessee, their health departments are exempt from whatever whatever orders are coming out from the state capitol. So am I correct there? So these health departments, they can do whatever they want to do?
No, sir. So a county or a municipality, a city, is a subdivision of the state of Tennessee, and all authorities are granted by the state of Tennessee. So the same authoritative body could revoke that authority. So he's the governor during a state of emergency. So look, let me tell you, if he can declare that you are essential or non-essential, he can tell a health board to sit down and shut up. But he doesn't have the courage to do it And so now you have these health boards running shod all over people in the state of Tennessee. And I'm fed up. I'm sick and tired of this. I want my state back. I want my country back. And that's why I'm traveling the state.
You know, I mean, and let's just take the governor at his word. And he's been on this radio program, and he's said that he is not allowed to step in and intervene here in the Memphis area because the health department has the final say-so. All right, let's just take him at his word there. But there is something he could do, Andy. He could be down here using his bully pulpit. He could be standing on the steps of the health department, rallying every freedom-loving and patriot in this part of the state. But he's not even doing that. And that's what troubles me, is that he's turning a blind eye to citizens in the state of Tennessee who are literally suffering at the hands of these health departments.
Well, and furthermore, he could, with a moment's notice, call a special session of the General Assembly, and he could remove those health boards' authority within a day or two. But he hasn't had the courage to do it. And I apologize for not doing this for Shelby County, but when Knox County, their health board was running over the people of Knox County, and they were wanting to expand their jurisdiction to beyond Knox County, I traveled to Knox County, and I did what you just said. I rallied the troops with other leaders from East Tennessee. We got people to stand, and the county commission revoked that health board's authority. And so, again, if you want to know what leadership looks like, look at Ron DeSantis. If you want to know what a placid, tepid leadership looks like, again, Governor Lee is a nice guy, but look at Governor Lee. He's not a leader, and we are at war. We are in a cultural war. We are in a political war. We are in a spiritual war, and it's time that everyone in the state of Tennessee and across the country realize if we don't wake up and we don't start fighting back, we're going to wake up, and we will no longer be in America.
Andy, you've got that right. I am really concerned about that. Now, I'm a hopeful person. I do think that if we all stand up together, if what happened last night in Williamson County, if that happens in every single town, not just in Tennessee, but every town in America, then I think we are going to be able to facilitate some change. But I'm not seeing that, Andy. I'm seeing people who are lazy. They don't want to get up and work anymore. They don't want to get engaged. They're afraid of the other side and what they're going to say. And as a result of that fecklessness, we could lose this country.
Yeah, and so that's why I went public with my proclamation. We need to have a special session of the General Assembly. One, we need to limit the powers of this governor who has abused his authority for a year and a half. We need to protect children from forced masking. It's not necessary. And third, we should protect all Tennesseans from forced vaccination, period, whether it's a business or an employer. If you have questions about the vaccine, go talk to your doctor. It's your health care. You should be able to manage it.
Now, Andy, I know you're traveling around the state, and we've got to get you here in Memphis because we've got to rally the folks here. Where can people go if they want to get information on the tour that you're taking around the state?
So two places. You can go to facebook.com/AndyOgles, or you can go to freedommatterstour.com.
All right. We'll get links to both of those on our live show blog. Folks, you'll be able to have that information. Well, Andy, it's sad that you have to do this, but again, President Trump has been sounding this alarm for quite some time that we've got to remove Republicans who will not fight, because you're right. We are in a war. Andy Ogles, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. I like this guy, folks. I mean, he is, and he's right. Bill Lee's a nice guy, but he's not a leader. And we need a general. We are in the middle of a culture war. We are in the middle of a war for our civil liberties. And we don't need somebody who just shrugs and says, well, you know, there's really not much I can do. Yes, there's always something you can do. Always. We had these brave moms on our show yesterday. They're just, you know, they're not just housewives, but they're moms. They're raising their families. They're not out there in the political world, but you know what? They saw what was happening in their kids' schools, and they said, we've got to do something about that. And I don't know about you, but over the past couple of years, I've noticed that it's been the women in the conservative movement that have been leading the charge, not the men. It's been the women who have been doing it. And men, it's time for us to step up to the plate. It's time for us to get involved in the fight and lead the charge. That's what we've got to do. So I got to tell you about this county commissioner here. Her name is Tammy Sawyer, and she makes AOC look like a Republican. I've never seen anything like this. Very unpleasant person. And she's very angry. I don't know about what, but is that a fair assessment, Grace? She's just not a happy person.
Yeah, she's not a happy camper.
So anyway, she came after me yesterday. I was pointing out to her that just because she was out there calling conservatives racist that showed up at a county commission meeting.
Yeah.
And I tried to explain to her that just because you disagree with someone, again, I'm trying to help her. Just because you disagree with someone politically does not make that person a racist.
That's just her calling card, though.
But wow. So she turns it around and she said that, well, you know what? Now Todd Stearns is the racist. What? Where did that come from? And she's calling people who are conservatives Proud Boys. I just don't understand this. But anyway, so she's writing about us on the social media. She's very active on Twitter. Tammy with an I. Tammy Sawyer. And so her followers are now calling for me to be investigated by the FCC.
It's okay. All her followers are like five people.
Are there? Is that right?
I'm just saying, like, the people who are going to bat for her, what, maybe five people? I wouldn't be too worried.
Yeah, I don't know who these people are. But she supports this move of, you know, that Todd Stearns, their argument is this, that Memphis is a majority black city, and that Memphis does not have a radio station owned, enough radio stations owned by blacks. So they want to take my radio station away from me because I'm a white man.
But isn't that racist?
That is racist. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Isn't that actually racist?
I just don't understand that. What do they want me to do? So they're trying to launch something. I honestly don't think it's going to work. I think they would take one look at this and say, well, any black person in America has the right and the ability to purchase a radio station.
I don't know what grounds they have to stand on, so no.
But they're saying that I spew racist diatribes every single day on the radio.
Wow.
What do I say, Grace? What do I say? We got to judge people by the what?
The content of their character.
Not the color of their skin.
Correct.
That's what they're doing here.
Now, we were talking about the Colorado Rockies yesterday. Hey, Dinger.
Dinger.
Hey, Dinger. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
Oh, that could be it.
Somebody thought that was racist.
That could be it. You just can't please some of these people. So my recommendation to a Miss Sawyer, maybe take a vacation. You know, just go to the beach, drink one of the little beverages with a fruity umbrella, and, you know, kick back and relax. Get off Twitter, get off the social media, and just try to live your life a little bit. But just because somebody disagrees with you, ladies and gentlemen, does not make that person a racist. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This story from Mississippi, from Oxford, Mississippi, the home of Ole Miss. I see. The University of Mississippi. How do you say that, Grace? How do you say Mississippi?
Mississippi.
You say Mississippi. You don't
yeah,
say
but I'm
Mississippi.
From Tennessee.
You don't say Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. All right.
I'd say Ole Miss.
It depends on where you're from. You can say Ole Miss. Oxford, Oxford, Mississippi. You Faulkner fans out there. An Oxford City Schools teacher serving a 2-day unpaid suspension this week. What did the teacher do? The teacher did not wear a face mask. Tyler Kuntz is a music teacher. He told television station Fox 13 in Memphis that that he was representing parents and students who say they were not being heard. The Oxford City Schools requires teachers and students to wear masks for 2 weeks. Mr. Kuntz says he took issue because it was enacted solely by the superintendent and not the board. If we don't have parental input in education, what are we left with? It's quite concerning. So I elected not to wear my mask during my work days and take a 2-day suspension on behalf of the parents and students. Well, good for you, sir. Wow, if only we had more teachers like that, ladies and gentlemen. Teachers who truly believe that moms and dads should be making those decisions for their kids and not the school district. By the way, another story. There is over near Nashville, there's a McDonald's, and they're hiring. They can't find anybody to work, which is a big problem. And so now the McDonald's, right outside of Nashville, in Murfreesboro, home of MTSU, Middle Tennessee State University, they're offering to pay the tuition, the full tuition, for anybody who wants to go work at McDonald's. So if you want to go flip burgers at McDonald's, you're going to be able to get a college education. But even then, I guarantee you, they're not going to be able to find people. Everywhere I go, Grace, I don't even go out to eat anymore because there's just nobody there to get you. You can't get good service.
No, you might as well just even get to go and then just pick it up and take it home, right?
I went to one restaurant. I'm not kidding. I will not name the restaurant because it's not their fault.
Sure.
But it's a great restaurant over near Collierville. And I went in and ordered something to go, like you just said.
Yeah.
Ordered it to go. And they said, all right, what's your phone number? And I said, well, I'll just wait because it was, I don't want to say it was sushi related, but it was sushi related.
Ooh, Japanese.
So I thought it's just going to take a couple of minutes, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, here's my number. They said, we'll call you. It's going to be about an hour and a half.
Whoa.
Honest to goodness. I'm like, wait, what?
I haven't had that happen, but I normally just call in advance and don't go there.
That, by the way, led to me going to the Kroger to get the discount. It was like half off sushi.
This restaurant, which I know it's not their fault,
I blame
at the same
them.
Time, it is their fault.
I blame them.
Because they got you sick.
I blame them.
Come on, sushi restaurant. Get it together.
But I am curious, folks, if you have seen that out there. I mean, you've gone to the restaurant with your family, and there's nobody there to wait on you. The service is bad. I feel bad for restaurant owners. I think they're in more of a rough spot now than when they were when the government shut them down in the first place. Because what has Joe Biden done? This is what Joe Biden has done, ladies and gentlemen, to America. He has trained people to stay home, sit on their butts, get fat, and rely on the government for everything. And folks, I'm telling you, it scares me because there are a lot of Americans who are just lazy-ass people, and it's a horrible thing. What are we going to do? 844-747-8868. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the program. Good to have you with us today. A lot going on out there. Hope you're doing good. It is hotter than blue blazes. Woo! Hotter than a sinner in the church house on Sunday here in Memphis, Tennessee. It's like 105 degrees out there today. Very unpleasant, but I hope it's nice where you are. By the way, all you folks in Florida, the Gulf Coast, pay attention. Got a big tropical storm down there, Fred. Tropical storm Fred on the way. So we'll be paying a little bit more attention to that later on in the week. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. interesting story out of Virginia. And we've been talking for a long time now about the classroom indoctrination and what's going on out there. This is from the Daily Wire. Luke Rosiak is the writer, a fine piece and a good writer. Luke was able to uncover a third grade lesson plan on the Virginia State Education website. And this website actually glorifies communism. You should not be surprised by this, but I'm kind of surprised. According to Mr. Rosiak, a lesson plan on a website registered to the Virginia Department of Education has third graders learning that police hate black men and they have to watch a video that glorifies communism. The lesson plan, which was filled with typos, was provided for use by any teacher in the state. And apparently five teachers there in the Commonwealth actually put this lesson plan together. So the children, the third graders, have to watch a video. It's sort of like the ABCs of communism. A is for activist. The book calls for students to become abolitionist. C is for co-op. Oh, geez, Alu. You know, we had a co-op in my neighborhood in Brooklyn, Grace Baker. We called it the Communist Grocery Store.
Oh, my.
You had to work there, so you had to volunteer to work there a certain number of hours.
Oh.
And then you got a discount on your groceries.
What the?
Yeah. It's
that is weird. Yeah.
Oh, and they hate the Jews. I remember.
What?
Yeah, they had a big fight over Israeli couscous.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Radical Reds is another headline of the book. One page says M stands for May Day. That was referring to the Marxist holiday. It also criticizes the Democrat Party for being too tame and likens Republicans to dictators. It showed a picture of a red elephant and a blue donkey saying, "Dictators detest it. Donkeys don't get it." Oh, that rhymes. I see. Very clever. U is for union. Union, yes. No, I'm not making this up. It's from the Daily Wire. The lesson plan tells children the purpose of education is to agitate, not to learn to do well on test. Open minds operate best. Critical thinking over test. Wisdom can't be memorized. Educate, agitate, organize. Well, that explains a whole lot, does it not, ladies and gentlemen, about what's happening in our nation right now? This is unbelievable. The lesson plan also has children watch a video of a book called Something Happened in Our Town. In the book, a white police officer kills a black man, and a young black boy asks his family about it. "He won't go to jail," the little boy's father says. When the boy asks why, he's told because they don't like black men. "We can't always count on the police to do what's right," the little boy's mother said. A white girl, meanwhile, is told by her mother, slaves had to do whatever white people told them to do. Even after slavery ended, white people did not let black people live where they wanted. The little white girl asked her mommy, "Did our family do those bad things a long time ago?" Her mother said yes. A little boy named Malcolm explains, "I could get stopped by the police just because I'm black, even if I don't do anything wrong." The little boy's brother says, "What if a white man was in the car?" And the father said they probably wouldn't have even stopped the car. Do you understand what's happening with your tax money? Do you understand what's going on right now in American schools? This is a very dangerous path we're on here, folks. Very dangerous path. And if we do not stand up and do something about this, we are screwed as a country. That brings me to Loudoun County, where there was a big school board meeting, and people there, the parents, are fighting back. They're trying as best they can to fight back. A Christian teacher resigned at the school board meeting over critical race theory and how they had to basically turn their classrooms into indoctrination centers. Cut number 7, please.
My name is Laura Morris. I have been a teacher in Loudoun County Public Schools for 5 years and a teacher for 10. In that time, I have learned so much, being on the cutting edge of educational technology and working with a diverse population of students that I have loved. This year, I have the privilege to follow my amazing fourth graders up to fifth, and I have been excited about this all summer. On the other hand, this summer, I have struggled with the idea of returning to school, knowing that I'll be working yet again with a school division that, despite its shiny tech and flashy salary, promotes political ideologies that do not square with who I am as a believer in Christ. After reading about your lack of consideration for the growing population of concerned citizens in this division, clearly evidenced by this empty room tonight where you shut the doors to the public, as well as the emails sent by the superintendent last year reminding me that a dissenting opinion is not allowed even to be spoken in my personal life, going so far as to send a form to my colleagues and I encouraging us to fill it out if we hear one another speaking against the controversial policies being promoted by this school board and adopted in this county. Not only that, but within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools, and that, quote, this has to change. Clearly, you've made your point. You no longer value me or many other teachers you've employed in this county. So since my contract outlines the power that you have over my employment in Loudoun County Public Schools, I thought it necessary to resign in front of you. School board, I quit. I quit your policies, I quit your trainings, and I quit being a cog in a machine that tells me to push highly politicized agendas on our most vulnerable constituents, the children. I will find employment elsewhere. I encourage all parents and staff in this county to flood the private schools.
And she goes on, and you can hear the emotion in her voice. She made it. I wanted to clarify something here. She said there was nobody, none of the parents were allowed inside the school board meeting room. This is true. We actually had one of our student workers from Liberty University, Charlotte Hazard. She's a reporter, and she was at the meeting. There were severe thunderstorms in Loudoun County, and they made all of the moms and dads, and there were hundreds of moms and dads, stand outside in the rain, in the thunderstorms, would not allow the moms and dads into the school board meeting. Again, I ask, do you see what's going on now? Did you hear the voice of this school teacher, a woman who is a Christian, who says someone like her is no longer welcome to be employed in the local public school? And she's right. The only option we have at this point is to pull your kids out of school, homeschool, get into some sort of a homeschool co-op. That's the good kind of co-op. Get your kids involved in a Christian school if you can afford it. But you cannot afford to let your kid sit in a public school classroom anymore. Grandmas, grandpas, you've got to weigh in on this. We've all got a dog in this fight. 844-747-8868. I am curious to know, what have you already done? Maybe some of you have already decided to homeschool. We're hearing reports of record numbers of people homeschooling now. Have you pulled your kids out of the public school and put them into a Christian school? Here in the Memphis area, we're being told that the Christian schools are being overwhelmed with students evacuating the public school system. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
The CDC has a new statement out. CDC says, hey, pay attention, all you pregnant women. Oh, wait a second. She doesn't say pregnant women. She says pregnant people. Wow. So the CDC now says pregnant people. I guess that's men who think they can give birth, or birthing people, if you will. The CDC says pregnant people should be vaccinated against the China virus. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now advising all of you pregnant women to get the China virus vaccine. Do you know of any pregnant woman who would do something like that, who would actually go out of their way to get an experimental drug shoved into their veins, knowing they're about to give birth to a child. The CDC says, quote, the vaccines are safe and effective. Can I just stop here for a moment? If they really are safe and effective, then why hasn't the FDA approved these vaccines? Why is that? Why are they still experimental drugs? The vaccines are safe and effective, and it has never been more urgent to increase vaccinations as we face the highly transmissible Delta variant and see severe outcomes from COVID among unvaccinated pregnant people. That's what Dr. Rochelle Walensky has to say on the virus and the vaccine. So there you go. Pregnant women, they want you to get poked. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go back to a story, Grace and Avery, that we talked about a couple of days ago involving a local restaurant in Memphis, Tennessee, the barbecue capital, the undisputed barbecue capital of America.
Yes.
Of the world.
Yeah.
There's a place called RP Tracks, and they announced that they would require all customers to show papers proving they had been vaccinated. They also were going to require all workers to either get vaccinated or find another job. So I was doing a little bit of research, and sure enough, the restaurant, RP Tracks, they've got a website, and they've got their menu posted. And I noticed at the very top of their website, they pride themselves in being the home of the world-famous barbecue tofu.
Yeah. Why'd you have to bring that up at the lunch hour again, Todd? It's, bleh. Tofu barbecue? No thanks.
They also have something called animal-friendly sandwiches. And these are sandwiches that apparently are not made with meat products.
Ew. What's in them?
I don't know who in God's name would eat something like that. They have something called animal-friendly quesadillas, where you can have it made with marinated tofu, barbecue tofu, or spinach and portobello mushrooms.
Mmm, delicious.
Just sounds real tasty.
Subway, have it your way, I guess.
So the barbecue.
I'm being totally honest. Mm-hmm. That you don't order a quesadilla and try to be healthy. I'm just saying. Or true. Barbecue. You don't. Try
good
to
point.
Or eat or order any of those and try to be healthy at the same time. Just doesn't work.
So they also have animal-friendly grilled cheese. So what is that?
What
is that?
No dairy. Dairy-free cheese.
Okay, so what is that on the plate? That's what I want to know.
I don't want to know.
That's what concerns me. So I've got to read this. Where is it?
Plastic.
Yeah, they've got some sort of like a tofu burger. Oh, Chipotle hummus. Sorry about that, folks. It's just...
I thought you liked hummus.
Hummus?
Oh, don't even get him started. Yeah.
Don't get me started.
So anyway,
they're doing all of this, folks, because, you know, they want to be healthy. And that's fine. Look, it's their own restaurant, whatever. But honest to God, there's no such thing as barbecue tofu.
Mm-mm.
And that is a sin against God and humanity.
I wouldn't even feed that to my dog.
No. You would rub your dog's nose in it. If you saw that on the plate, you would rub your dog's nose in it. So anyway, they're being like all, you know, they're woke. That's the whole thing. It's like near the University of Memphis. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So
it is really near.
They're all woke. And now we know. This is hilarious. This was just posted on their Twitter or Facebook page. Due to an employee testing positive, RP Tracks will be closing so that all of our employees can be tested. We hope to be open by Saturday.
Darn it, I wanted to go get some barbecue tofu.
There you go.
I tell you.
All right.
Well, just hurting himself.
I told this to Todd the other day, Avery. I'll be honest, I went there when I was in college. It's overrated. Everyone says they have a great burger. I'm sorry, it's not very good. So yeah, I'm not going to be missing it. I'm good.
It's the local joint, you know, around college town where everybody's
there. There's so much better.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, no barbecue tofu for me.
Sometimes the hole in the wall places can be better than like the mainstream.
Agreed.
By the way, folks, another issue, in addition to the bisexual Robin from Batman and Robin.
No. Why do you have to keep bringing this back up? It makes me sad.
Mattel is facing controversy because I guess they had a bunch of Barbie dolls for the Tokyo Olympic Games.
What did they do?
And they did not include an Asian Barbie.
There was not an Asian. Surprising, I will say. Yeah.
They made every single other one other than an Asian doll.
They had a pro-abortion Barbie, Simone What's-Her-Face, Biles. She's there, but a pro-abortion Barbie. But, yeah, Asian Barbie was not there. Did they have a Megan Rapinoe Ken doll or something? Mm. Like with the purple
hair? I never played with Barbies growing up.
You know, no, I mean, she's got the short hair. You know, Barbie has long hair, but I'm just saying, Ken has... Megan Rapinoe's hair would be more like a Ken doll than... That's what I just said. I mean, not saying that she's Ken, but, you know, Ken is,
Hair fits.
It's the hair. It's the hair. That's all I'm saying. All right. We got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I am curious. Has anybody ever actually eaten barbecue tofu and lived to tell about it? I think, honestly, given the choice between barbecue tofu and the second dose of the vaccine, I'd go with the second dose of the vaccine. I think so. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Governor Mike Huckabee coming up next. Grace, I'm reading through the menu once again over at this Memphis restaurant. Not only do they have barbecue tofu, but now they have something called barbecue tofu nachos.
Wait, what?
Barbecue tofu nachos.
This one I thought it couldn't get worse.
This is an embarrassment. This is a black eye to the city of Memphis.
Well, and you can't put, you can't put cheese on the nachos because at least, you know, you could cover it with cheese and it would somewhat save it, but you can't do that.
There's not enough Sweet Baby Ray's at Kroger to cover up that travesty.
No.
Not at all. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor Mike Huckabee, I'm hesitant to even have you on the show after breaking this news that we have a barbecue joint here in Memphis that's serving barbecue tofu.
Todd, this is like some restaurant in Tel Aviv serving cheese and bacon-wrapped shrimp. What a sacrilege. We're talking tofu in Memphis, the home of some of the greatest barbecue ever known to man.
God help us.
I am absolutely appalled. The next thing you know, we're going to be talking that Memphis music on Bill Street is going 100% accordion music. What is going on in your city? Todd, you live there. Surely you can stop this.
We're going to mobilize, Gov. We've got to put a stop to this right away. This is not good. wow. Governor, always good having you on the program. And, we're trying to get a good laugh or two, but there's restaurants in the news because they told people, if you don't show your vaccination papers, we're not going to let you in. I think all the people need to do is look at the menu, and that's going to solve that problem. Lickety-split.
I've had the vaccination, but believe me, they don't have to worry about having to check my records. I would never enter the door frame of a place that thought it was okay to do barbecue tofu. I'd rather have, honest to goodness, I think chicken feet than I had tofu. I was in a Brazilian steakhouse the other night in Dallas when I was there for a meeting that I had to attend. Now that, my friend, is how dinner is supposed to be done. About 20 different kinds of meats. It was definitely not a vegan experience, but it was... It was a heavenly experience. I can't even get my arms around the idea of throwing barbecue sauce, and what even worse, good barbecue sauce, on something as nasty as tofu.
Yeah, that's why I always keep a couple of extra bottles of the Sweet Baby Ray's, you know, in the Stearns kitchen.
Yeah.
You never know when that comes in handy. Governor, I think you would be proud, though, of the moms and dads here in Tennessee, Virginia, North Carolina, Kentucky. We're getting so many reports now of parents attending these school board meetings and demanding to be heard when it comes to not just, you know, the mandatory mask policies, but also critical race theory.
I'm delighted to see this. I think it's maybe one of the blessings of the COVID issue. Ben Carson made that comment, and I thought he's the first person who said there was a blessing to COVID. And here's what he said. A lot of parents had no idea what their kids were learning in school until they started watching on Zoom calls last year. And it really woke up some parents. They didn't get woke. They just got woke up, and there's a big difference. And now they realize their children are not being educated. They're being indoctrinated, and they're bewildered. They're angry. They're furious and frustrated because it's their tax dollars. Heck, it's my tax dollars. It's all of our tax dollars. It's basically paying people to hate America and to hate people of a different color. I can't think of anything more racist, more divisive, more hurtful to the future of this country than telling little children that something is terribly wrong with people who are a different color. That is the very essence of racism.
And then you have, out in Oklahoma, we had this story yesterday, this school board member who was telling people, if you know, that kids who do not mask up are going to be killing their classmates. I mean, it's, and she was very serious about this. There is really something happening in our public education system. And Governor, I made a statement, you may disagree with this, but I believe the biggest problem facing our country is the public school system.
I don't really disagree with that, because that's where kids get a lot of their basic ideas about what's right and what's wrong. I wish I could say they were getting all of that at home. But the tragedy is, even if they are getting the right stuff at home, everything that the parents are doing is being undone by the hours of day that they're being indoctrinated and essentially schooled in Marxism. And I know that's a harsh statement, schooled in Marxism, but critical race theory is Marxist. You just can't have it any other way. That's what it is. It creates a difference between individualism and collectivism. It creates a division of race and a division of the haves and the have-nots. And it makes some people victims and some people oppressors. Everybody is one or the other. That's classic Marxism.
You know, you mentioned CRT. Last night, I was about to go to bed. It was like, you know, 11:30, and got a text message, and somebody said, you've got to watch Larry Elder's video. He did a sit-down interview with all of these editorial board members from all the leftist newspapers in California, you know, Sacramento Bee, LA Times, all those folks. And it was about an hour. It was about an hour long. And Governor, I'm telling you, this Larry Elder just cleaned their clocks. They didn't know. I mean, he was quoting facts and sharing, you know, all this information, and it was just blowing them out of the water. They thought they had him, and he ended up schooling them, and there must be 2,000 comments under the video, and every single one of them was like, wow, I don't know who Larry Elder is, but I like this guy.
Yeah. Well, he's ahead in the polls right now, which is very significant, and I think it's, you know, important to note that the Gavin Newsom recall, I think, is going to happen. It's becoming clearer and clearer that Newsom is on the ropes. He's going down. I was out there a couple of weeks ago and working hard to try to get him recalled, because I'm telling you, this is important for the rest of the country.
It is. No, you're right. And whoever that Republican is, you know, they're going to have to be able to really work hard to convince people they need to give Republicans a shot. I mean, the Republican Party out there is in a bit of disarray. But there's a chance, there's an opportunity here to do some good.
There truly is. And, of course, the first thing that has to happen is the recall itself. If that doesn't pass, then it doesn't matter if
right.
Larry would get 60% of the vote. But over the last 2 weeks, Gavin Newsom has gone from feeling a little bit smugly comfortable to being underwater by as much as 11 points in some of the polls. I think Californians are beginning to see that, you know, maybe we'd be better off without this guy who thinks that casinos are essential but churches aren't. and he has created an extraordinary problem for the rest of America. What people don't understand is things that happen in California affect all of us. Agriculture, we pay more for food in the other 49 states because of the regulations and harsh policies of California. And it would free up everybody's wallet to get rid of Newsom and the draconian agricultural policies that they put in place there.
All right, Governor, what's coming up on the big show this weekend?
We're going to have a lot of fun. Claudia Tenney will talk to us about New York. She was in the New York Assembly. She's now a Republican member of Congress. We have an amazing lady who grew up under Maoist Chinese communist government, came to the United States, incredibly articulate, and it's going to be a very revealing and fun show. I hope people will make sure they see it.
All right, it is going to be a lot of fun. Governor, I would say, you know, when you come through Memphis on the I-40 bridge, by the way, I have to tell this, I don't know if you picked up on this, but, you know, they reopened the I-40 bridge. But the folks in Tennessee, they said, hey, you folks in Arkansas, we're going to let y'all be the first over. Just, I don't know if you picked up on that. Oh, well, we lost the governor. Oh, dear. The governor dropped. Oh, did we get you, Gov? Hello? Did we get the governor? Oh, we lost the governor. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have told him that the folks in Tennessee said we want the... What happened, Grace?
I think maybe you scared him off with the tofu talk. Maybe he just needed to go take a break.
Maybe. It was a tough conversation. It was a tough way to start the interview, but I think we lost. I don't know.
He persevered as long as he could.
Well, I heard something beeping on his phone, and I do know that just mere moments ago we had that national EAS alert.
That's true.
Did that work? Because our radio station, our flagship, was part of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've got the best engineer in the state.
Maybe we should ask if everybody's okay after the EAS alert. It was a nationwide, coast-to-coast alert.
Sent everyone into a panic.
I think people were getting it on their smartphones, too.
Yes.
My battery died, so I don't know if I got one. But
oh, that's why you haven't been responding to my text messages.
Yeah, I have just been out for about 45 minutes. Sorry about that. All right. Well, sorry, Governor. But it's going to be a great show this weekend. I think you're right. I think it was the tofu. I don't blame him. I'd hang up, too. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Gary listening to us on WDUN. Gary, thanks for holding on. What's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Todd.
Sure. Glad to do it.
This is a thing that I've been thinking about. They're talking about these COVID shots and forcing these COVID shots on all of your workers and your essential workers. And I'm in the public safety field, and, I've refused to take it, but, at any minute they can come out and say, hey, you're going to have to take it to keep your job. And then I'd probably just resign and retire because I'm not going to take the shot because I feel that strongly about it. And this is the reason I feel strongly about it. I've carried life insurance for a long time, and, I hear people talk about, the importance of life insurance, but not many people have thought about this, but you're talking about a mandate on a drug. And it is a drug, a vaccine that they're forcing on people that hasn't been approved by the FDA. And if you are taking a unapproved FDA drug and you happen to have a reaction to it and set up blood clots and die from it, who says that the insurance companies are even going to pay for you taking something that you knew was unapproved and they're going to, they're going to pay out on it?
Gary, now this is an interesting question, and I did a little bit of research on that question, and it's a little confusing, to be perfectly honest with you. The AARP says, yeah, your life insurance will cover you if you suffer some sort of a COVID, vaccine-related illness. The state of Texas says that your insurance would cover you as well, but there are others out there who say not necessarily. So it's a good question you raise. Will life insurance cover non-FDA approved drugs? And ultimately, Gary, that's what, those of us who have taken the vaccine, that's what we've taken, an experimental drug. And I guess we'll have to wait and see how that plays out. But I mean, it's a great question you raise.
Yeah, just to take that chance in court with insurance companies, my pockets are not that deep. And they can fight you off for a long period of time. And, I've paid life insurance all my life, so that I've got my family's taken care of in case the inevitable happens to me. But like I said, I'm at a high risk job. I'm a firefighter paramedic, so I see a lot and I'm exposed to a lot. But that's just a question that I had, being that it's not an FDA approved drug, and it's in the experimental stages. If you, it's not like any of these other drugs that come out and 10 years down the road, they find out that, well, this here caused cancer or this caused you a problem, and you can go back and sue the company for it. You can't sue them. It's in an experimental stage.
And, of course, you know, we started the show out, Gary, in the first hour with this Daily Mail story where the British government and health department over there very concerned with the number of young boys who are developing heart problems after taking one of the drugs, and they're citing U.S. data. And it's shocking to me that we have not heard this story on this side of the big pond, but clearly it's an issue there. And the thought process is, let's wait and let's study this and see what the side effects are before we recommend giving this to every child, you know, in the United Kingdom. And that seems to be a pretty reasonable thing. But again, they're basing this on data that's here in the United States that they are not sharing with the rest of the country. And Gary, I think we know why. And it's because they don't want any of us to know there are serious issues and serious side effects with this experimental drug.
Right.
All right, Gary, yeah. Got to do this. Well, we got to take a break here, Gary. They're going to yell at me, but thank you for listening to us. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Well, our good friend Mike Lindell, by the way, there's a new survey out about Mike Lindell. He is more respected than most anyone else on the main stage. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow. And you know why? Because I think the average people see through all these attacks on Mike, and he's doing a great job at this symposium in South Dakota laying out the steel in the 2020 presidential election. But Mike is also very busy churning out incredible products that are made by Americans, and that's a big deal for us. I do want to tell you about his incredible towels, and for the past month or so, we have been running a very special deal for all of our listeners, thanks to Mike. You're going to get some great discounts on his great towels made with USA cotton, and they come with the 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to get a six-piece towel set, the bath towels, the whole nine yards. Normally $109, now just $39.99. I mean, that's a pretty amazing deal, and they make great Christmas gifts as well. So maybe you already have a towel set or two. Go and get one for a family member or for a friend. They will love the towels. Go to MyPillow.com. You can click on the new radio listener special. You're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. All you need to do is enter the promo code STARNS. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for great radio specials. But you got to use my last name, the promo code STARNS, to get those discounts. So the new governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, who is the first female, the first lady gov in New York, is speaking out. And Grace, she made it very clear that she and Mr. Cuomo have not been close physically or otherwise.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why she needed to set the record straight there, but
she probably had people saying stuff to her. I'm not even going to speculate.
Now, Avery, I'm intrigued here by a brand new survey that's come out. This is the Kaiser poll from, there's another poll out there from University of Pittsburgh. They've determined that when it comes to education, people who are the most educated are the most hesitant about getting the China virus vaccine. So the smarter you are, the more concerns you have about getting the China virus vaccine.
Isn't that an interesting connection?
Is that not
very interesting?
Because what? Because again, you know, the mainstream media would have you believe that it's all, you know, it's all of us country redneck rubes running around in our overalls without any shoes on, the gun-toting, Bible-clinging folks. What was it? The New York Times writer talking about the we're not sophisticated.
Oh yeah, we're not the sophisticated vaccinated crowd.
We're not sophisticated.
That's what they would say.
When in fact, it looks like the sophisticated crowd may be responsible for infecting the nation, if that's what you believe. I just say you don't need an Ivy League education; you need a kudzu education. That's what I'm talking about. All right, folks, been a good show today. Get out there. Have a good day. By the way, ToddStearns.com, order, get yourself a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit. It's a good one. Have a good one, everybody.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.